technically we are an ad hoc team, so Kathleen shared with me. We did set out to meet every other month just to get things, systems and structures laid. So we do have a meeting scheduled, ad hoc meeting, November 14th. We'd like your feedback on if that's appropriate from an ad hoc, and then kind of looking ahead for 2023, how we want to move forward with our ad hoc meetings based on the advisory council's work. So I don't know, Brenda and team, if you have some recommendations, and Mary, go ahead, Mary.
I think putting the meeting on the schedule for the 14th is important because of the things that we talked about in this meeting, i.e. getting email addresses, getting follow-up from critical individuals, following through with content and so on and so forth, and this meeting with the various areas of the departments through Kane Communication, but most importantly, narrowing down the role of the advisory council and getting the message across and clarified about the Mental Health Emergency Center and Granite Hills.
Awesome. I think the timing is perfect. I agree with you, Mary, and for the team, if there's anyone that opposes moving forward with November 14th, because we'll have the opportunity then to do all the things that are the ask for today and feedback from Kevin, Jen, and the email addresses, the follow through on the action plans and the time frames for continued improvement, and then our media pages will be all launched, and then this public comment piece will be completed. And so it just reminded me, a question for Stephanie was that who's going to collate all those sessions? Who's designing the content, and what are the PowerPoints, or who's going to be the presenter? It'll be interesting maybe to see it ahead of time, and then how we're going to get like everyone that attends those three sessions, like what was the end result? Or is there something that, we should already ask for that in advance so that we can get that, and then we could review that at the November 14th meeting as well. Brenda?
Just a question, and maybe you talked about it, is that we did talk about that the council would have the availability for the community to chime in. It'd be a set agenda when we meet once a month, that the community would have the ability to join us and voice their concerns or give us updates on what they feel is happening in the community as well. So did we talk about how to develop that?
Yeah, so Darian, I guess that's a great question, one I didn't think about. So I'm assuming that our agenda, everything's posted on the public website and people can join us. So we would look at our attendance and, continue to, as, members, we also invite people, like, hey, come and listen, you're welcome, it's a public meeting.
So
I think we have to be intentional about marketing that, because a lot of individuals, especially community, they don't go to the website. They don't. So we just have to be very intentional how we get that message out there that they are welcome to join us after each meeting.
And that is what the council members, we actually have that listed as one of the agenda items for our next meeting, how the community does their outreach. So that will be a great piece for the council members as far as, you know, letting them know we will have these meetings, we will allow public comment. That'll come into play when we start that Facebook page. So all of the things that the council, you know, is working on, as well as community engagement, that's how we're going to get that word out for the public comment. So that is definitely, and we haven't started that just yet. We are still, you know, developing the council, so we haven't opened things up to the public just yet for public comment. But once we start next year and then leading up, that is how we plan to get it out. The community members talking to the groups that they're a part of, things of that nature, the Facebook page. So this is all going to tie into how we will get the public to come and speak at our council meetings. And then from
there,
maybe
we can add that onto the surveys. Maybe we can add that link onto the surveys as well.
Okay. Yeah, and I know from sharing my community services, I did encourage our board members, people that live in Milwaukee that have experienced our services to join us too. So it's a matter of people putting it on their calendar too. I mean, it's like, I agree, it's, you know, marketing and making sure that people know how to connect, they have the number, they can get in, and it's more complicated. Seems easy, but it's not.
And then that was mentioned in the past, as far as once we do get that Facebook page started, we will add the meeting dates, the things of that nature. So it'll all, the word will definitely get out.
Yeah, it will. We're doing a great work. You, like, think about in the last couple months, all the things that have transpired in our mental health service line redesign and where we are, you know, building at the same time and building these systems and structures for our community to be able to provide their feedback. And so I hope all of you can take great pride in the great work that all of you have done. Brenda and Mary, man, you guys have been in the thick of it, and all of us that are supporting it to serve our community better. All right, anything else?
That's all. We can go to the next item.
Okay.
And then just to tie up this item, so we do, like Madam Chair said, we have the next meeting November 14th. After that, we will connect and follow up regarding council updates and things of that nature to get the next community engagement meeting scheduled. So, next item.